This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. This is we hear each day at this time, Monday through Friday, the Old Trailblazer broadcast. You can hear us all over the country now. If you go there to the internet and look up our website, radiomissions.org, and you can find us there on Sermon Audio. And if you would, write me, I'll send you a radio schedule for all of our broadcasts. But right now, before we get into the message on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, I want to bring you one more message of our radio choir as they sing these gracious songs, and then I'll tell you how you might obtain them. Amen. This is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. We bring you to this study on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, but we have 9 of these CDs with these old blood songs on them, like this one we just played, Washed in the Blood, Saved by the Blood, and all of those songs. They're $5 each, and write me. I'll send you the title list of all the songs, about 18 songs on each one of them. But we're back in our study. We were looking at how God's child, day by day, walking, suffering, and we cannot let down. we made mention to like letting down the bars, like on the old farm. Let down the bars and all the cows and chickens and hogs and everything will get out. That's right. That's right. If I lay down the bars here and just like the world has done over the last 100 years, the church now has opened the church to everybody that comes in without any evidence of being saved, and now those folks are running the churches. Back there during the Puritan days, you come to the elders and told them that the Lord had saved you. They had a little committee there, maybe three of those old men. They would question you about your salvation. They'd question you, had you gotten to Christ? But no more. No. So I can't let the bars down here. You say the old trailblazer, you too hard. You make the salvation too hard. No. But if I lay down the bars here into individuals who have never admitted that they were lost and taken up the cross and followed Christ, then we'll not suffer persecution. No, you won't suffer. But as long as I'll not admit anyone into the ranks of this assembly till they have denied themselves, taken up their cross, begin to follow Christ, folks are going to suffer, and I'm going to suffer. And I'll suffer, and you'll suffer with me, from the religious world mainly. Our Lord did not deceive anyone with promises of a fair and smooth passage from this world to heaven. No. Go there and read Acts 14:22. Brother, it's not there. There's no smooth passage. It's a rough and rugged pathway from here to heaven. Now, you'll have ministers and preachers and all just lay it out to you that what a joyous time, all of this, never always on the mountaintop, never in the valley. But that's not true, my friend. No, that's not true. It's a rugged road. Now, in recording in these verses, Paul, before all these things that befell those individuals, he doesn't present us to a group of miserably distressed creatures, that fell into such state because of their sin or their faults, but simply on account of their faith. They suffered because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this verse. It says, women received their dead to raise to life again, others tortured, others had trials, cruel mockings and scourging and so forth, and so on down the line. And these all, having obtained a good report through what? What, because of their sins? Because they fell into sin and wallowed around? No, but because of their faith. Because of their faith in Christ. They dared to stand for Christ. Now, you can fall into sin and go on, get into misery and everything in the world. But to walk with the Lord, there's a constant cry, Lord, separate me. Separate me from the world. Oh, my friend, crying out unto the Lord, never before, separate me, Lord. And thinking about this message, the Lord separates us. How can I stand here unless I'm separated? Live a separate life. And that cry of my heart, as it is in God, every child of God. Now, then it's only by the exercise of faith that saints can endure such affliction and suffering. But listen. And to know deliverance from them, whether in life or in death. Because faith imparts, listen now, faith imparts a steadfastness of purpose, a steadfastness of courage. Like the saying we read there oftentimes, that his face was set like flint. What does that mean? There was a purpose there that could not be altered. He's gonna carry on. Has the Lord given you that kind of faith? That you are here to stay, that you're not wishy-washy, ready to run off at the slightest offense, somebody offends you and you run off somewhere? No, listen, faith imparts a steadfastness of purpose, a steadfastness of courage, a steadfastness of peace of mind. Listen, which education and culture or any type of self-righteousness, let me go back and say that again. It says any type of self-righteousness cannot give. Any education cannot give. Any culture cannot give. That's what faith does. Faith establishes your heart and life. Now, let's go into those things with this in mind. Women receive their dead raised to life again. How? By faith. This historical reference is to 1 Kings 17:22, where Elijah raised a child from the dead. Also in 2 Kings 4:35. They believed him. They believed his word. We see from these cases that there is nothing too hard or difficult for faith to affect when it works according to what? To the revealed will of God. Now, brother, I want you to get that truth. I want to go back and restate that. These folks believed. They believed God. They believed the word. I ask you here, my membership here, my congregation here, do you believe God's word? I hold a Bible up sometimes here in the service. I said, do y'all believe this? Do y'all believe God's word? So I ask you folks out there, wherever you are, out there in Pennsylvania or Kentucky or Alabama or North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, do y'all believe God's word? Oh, we love to listen to the old Trailblazer. But do you believe what he's preaching? Do you believe it when it says the Lord is angry with the wicked every day? Does it enough? Do you believe it enough to tremble? Do you tremble? Have you ever trembled? The scripture says the devil believed and trembled. Some of you have never trembled. No, you've never trembled. But I asked you, do you believe God's word enough to tell me that you tremble at the word of God? Some of us better start to tremble, my friend. Listen, listen. You hear folks say, oh, if you have faith enough, you can do this and do that. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. I heard a noted evangelist, noted preacher say, if my mother would have had any faith, she would not have died. And I can tell you who it is, but I won't. You'd know it if I tell you. I heard him on the radio. Heard it with my own ears. I know the man personally. My friend, listen. If my mother had had any faith at all, she would not have died. What a sorry statement. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And listen, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. The other night I made a statement in the message. I said, no, we had a visiting preacher, one of our brethren preaching. He said, are you ready to die? And a little three-year-old girl in the audience said, no, no, no. My friend, are you ready to die? She was listening. They didn't think she was listening. She knows. She knew better. But my friend, are you ready to die? Oh, my friend, the greatest thing in this life is to come to know the Lord in the forgiveness of sins, that you might look up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me. You can't hold up your self-righteousness. You can't hold up, well, I've been a charter member of this old church for 60 years. That don't do you no good. There won't be no charter members in hell. No, there won't be no church there to be a charter member of. But my friend, the greatest thing in this life is to know the Lord. And I know that's a strange doctrine. I know that's a foreign doctrine. I get strangest looks on faces when I ask people, do you know Christ? Do you know the Lord? Are your sins forgiven? They just have a profession of faith. Well, Dr. So-and-so held a meeting for us when I was 7 years old, and I was come down to the front, and I was baptized that same night he was here. Oh, Dr. So-and-so, he's gone on to be with the Lord now. And he come to our little old church and held a meeting. That's just all malarkey, my friend. That's malarkey. Listen, whoever told you that you could shake a preacher's hand and be saved? The Bible says, and you hath he quickened, made alive. Do you think shaking the world's greatest preacher's hand would make you alive in Christ? No, sir. You better go back and make your calling and election sure. You better go in there and check your foundation. What is your hope? Is it your decision? Is it your shaking your pastor's hand? Is it you speaking in tongue? Is it your baptism? What is your salvation? What is your hope? Has the storm come and blown your foundation away? If it hadn't, it will if you're not on Christ. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Old Trailblazer got to go. This is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Go there and look us up, would you? And then let me hear from you. Help me with the broadcast, if you will. I appreciate it. Goodbye, and God bless you.